Today's scripture reading is Numbers 20, verse 1 through 13, the waters of Meribah. The Israelites, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our kindred died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the God appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to yield its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock." So Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Before you did not trust in me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
A manager of one of those big box stores went to one of the stores where he wanted to talk with a new sales clerk. So he found the new sales clerk and he said, "How many customers did you serve today?" "One," said the clerk. "Only one?" said the boss. "Well, how much did you sell?"
$58,334, said the salesman.
"What?" said the boss. $58,334? "How on earth did you sell that to just one person?"
"Well," explained the salesman, "first, I sold him a fish hook. And then I sold him a rod and reel. And then I asked him where he was planning to fish, and he said, probably down the coast. And I suggested to him that he might need a boat. So I took him to where the boats are, and he bought a 20-foot motorboat. And then he said to me that he didn't know if his Volkswagen could pull that boat. And so I took him to the automotive department, and he bought a big SUV. Well, the boss was amazed. You sold all of that to this guy who came in for a fish hook?" "Oh, no," said the new salesman. He actually came in for a bottle of aspirin because his wife had a headache. And so I said to him, look, your weekend's probably shot anyway. You might as well go fishing. I can hear your laughter across the airwaves. Well, sometimes we do things that turn out a little bit differently than how we had anticipated. For the past several weeks, our pastor, J.T. Kim, has been doing a series of sermons on one of the giants of our faith, the prophet Moses. No prophet in the entire Bible has had more influence on the world's religions than has Moses. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam look to Moses for strength and for faith in God. Only Jesus himself has seen God face to face, but Moses did. And that is why here at the end of the book of Numbers, it is startling to hear how this great prophet met his downfall. For it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, then the Lord took Moses up on a mountaintop and said, this is the land that I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to you and your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes. But you, Moses, shall not cross over there. Thus Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there at the Lord's command. Oof. Why, we ask ourselves, why would this great prophet who had led the Israelites out of Egypt, who had done such incredible acts of faith in the name of God, who had given the people the Ten Commandments that the Lord had given to him. Why did God forbid Moses to end this long journey and not be allowed to go into the promised land? Go back to our scripture lesson for today. The people were complaining. Why have you brought us into this wilderness to die? They demanded of Moses and Aaron. And Moses and Aaron, after a while, got sick and tired of listening to them complain. And so they left the people and went into a quiet place and sought God. And God came to them. And God heard them and said, take the staff. Now remember the staff and everything it did in Egypt. Take the staff and command the rock before their eyes to yield its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. So Moses took the staff from before the Lord. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice
with his staff. And water came. But there is the point where Moses messed up. And it is usually the point where we mess up as well. Who are we allowed to hate if we are followers of Jesus? Who are we allowed to let live in terrible poverty if we are followers of God? Who are we allowed to ridicule if we love God? Who are we allowed to think that we are better than if we are followers of Jesus Christ? The answer is obvious. And it should have been obvious to Moses too. What did God tell Moses to do? Remember? Moses was to command that the water was to come out of the rock. And what did Moses do? Moses struck the rock twice. And that's the big deal. First of all, God did not tell Moses to strike the rock. Because when he did that, when Moses did that, it looked to the people like Moses, not God, had brought water out of the rock. And you must never, ever try to upstage God. I don't care if your name is Moses. If God tells you to do something, it is wise to do it. It was God's power, you see, that was to be shown by bringing water out of that rock, not the power of Moses. And secondly, the people would think that Moses didn't trust God. It says specifically in the passage. They thought that maybe Moses didn't trust God to give them the water. Excuse me. That Moses had to add a little something extra special to it to make it happen by striking that rock. If we stop trusting God, then we're lost. It's as simple as that. Trust God. Trust God. But the story doesn't totally end there. The day comes when the Israelites and Moses are just ready to walk into the promised land. Only Moses and Aaron do not go in. But notice even then, God spoke to Moses. He showed him the fulfillment of all that he had been promised. All from the moment of leading the people out of Egypt until that moment, God shows them the fulfillment. God did not throw him out, did not cast him aside.
he did not stop treasuring his servant. And so it is with us. God always treasures us, even when we mess up. God always takes us by the hand and fulfills his promise, no matter what. This is what gives us the desire to give glory to God. Amen.